Brian Case, the head football coach with the South Central Calhoun Titans, joining us as they get ready to head into district play coming up on Friday night. Going to be taking on South Hamilton. Coach, it's always good to catch up with you.
Back at you, Jeff.
You back, Coach. You guys, it starts now, the new season. I don't know if everybody always thinks about it that way, but you're through the non-district now. You're into the district schedule, and how did things go this week and in preparation for the matchup with South Hamilton?
Yeah, I mean, just ending that non-district schedule, that is exactly one of the things we talked about with our kids. Like, you got to look at those first three games as preseason games, and they really don't come into play. Yeah, they affect your regular season record, but they don't come into play as far as being a district champion, district runner-up, whatever it may be, and trying to get into the playoffs. So we still have our goals all in front of us as far as trying to be a district champion and make the playoffs and so forth. So that's all attainable. But, we always want to see our kids take a step forward in the non-district play. And I think that during those three games that there were times that I thought that we showed spurts of becoming a really, really good football team and playing together. And there's other times it just seemed like we took a step backwards and we were lost and we had no idea what was going on. So for us, to be honest with you, it just remains to be seen as far as which team is going to show up. And if we can play united football in all three phases of the game and start playing for each other rather than ourselves, I think that we could have a special district season. So this week in practice, it's been tough since we had the tragedy last week and so forth. We still have to go through some things this week. We have to still go through visitation on Friday and then go over and try and play a football game. I think our kids are seeing that. They're visualizing how things are going to play out that way. So hopefully we can get off the bus over there at Southampton on Friday night here and put one foot in front of the other and see if we can play a complete game. It just remains to be seen how this team is going to respond and going into district play.
Coach, South Hamilton struggling a little bit themselves right now, 0-3 in non-district play. But again, everything starts over for them. What have you seen while you watch them on film? Because it looks like offensively struggling just a little bit.
Struggling. I mean, we're averaging 200 yards a game, but through three games. So we're struggling ourselves. I mean, they're playing a lot of sophomores. We're playing a lot of sophomores. They basically sit back in their wishbone, double tight, some end-over situations. They run about six plays, don't throw the ball very much at all. Sophomore quarterback, one of their best running backs is a sophomore. They have a defensive back out there that's a freshman, and another sophomore at free safety. So they're fairly young themselves, but they're all just trying to find themselves, just like we're trying to find ourselves. So, but like you said, I mean, it's game one of the district play, so it's anybody's ball game. We got to go over to their place. I know they're going to be motivated that way. And the last time we actually went over there, we got drilled. I think it was like 63-7. So I'm sure that they're going to be licking their chops and they're going to try and get their first win. And we got to try and weather that storm, hold them off, and see if we can get our first one in the district as well.
You mentioned their run game, and they don't throw it much. The Gelder kid, one of those sophomores, leads them right now in carries and in total yards on the ground. How do they use him in that run game?
He's fast to get him out in space and so forth, and then he's pretty good that way. But most of the time, they try to run between the tackles. They basically run their traps, their buck, their powers, their ISOs. Every now and then, they'll throw some sort of a quick pitch pass in there, things like that. But that's pretty much all they do. But they get off the ball really well. That's one of the things that our coaching staff saw on film, is how hard that they actually come off the ball. That concerns us quite a bit, to be honest with you. But if we can kind of maintain our gap control responsibilities defensively, then I think we could have some success against them. But we got to be able to get the speed before speed can get started. They've got some size in the backfield as well, so we got to get to that size before that size can get started. So if we can have stalemates up front or cause some pressure and get into their backfield, I think that we could have some success.
You mentioned that you guys playing a lot of sophomores as well. How have you seen those sophomores develop, especially on the defensive side?
Work in progress. I mean, and all through all six of them that we're starting right now, we basically start our center, left guard, our quarterback, and our fullback are all sophomores. And then defensively, they're all playing again, plus a couple of sophomores in the secondary. So it's just a work in progress. A lot of times, I mean, playing at the varsity level and so forth, you don't see that many sophomores playing. It's one of these things that I think that these kids can do it. I think that they have the size to do it. Speed is still a work in progress. Strength is still a work in progress. and just basically seeing the game and reacting to the game at a faster, quicker pace. It's just taking its time. But, you know, these guys all have three games under their belt, so we don't look at those guys as rookies so much anymore. It's just a matter of stepping up and doing their jobs.
What do you anticipate in South Hamilton to do defensively, especially against your guys' full house tee look?
They've always gone 53 defense against us in the full house tee, and then when we spread things out, they always go 44. In the first three games this year, the only thing we've seen them in is a 4-4 defense. So, I suspect they're probably going to stay in their 4-4, but we're going to be prepared for that 53 as well.
How's the ground game developing for you right now?
Again, another work in progress. We're starting to change some people around a little bit. We try to explain to the kids that it's not about them individually and what they're really looking for and what they want. We got to look for the overall aspect of the team and what's going to be best for our team. So we're starting to move some kids around that way. Again, we'll see how that all plays out, whether that's going to be beneficial for us this week or not. But it's one of those things that we've got to be able to block for each other in the backfield. We can't take plays off. We've got to carry out our fakes and things like that. We have talented kids back there, but it just doesn't seem like we're carrying out the fakes very well right now. And we're not running real hard, and we're not blocking for each other very well either. So, when you have an offensive line that's not maintaining blocks very well, you've got to get to the hole pretty quick. So this week has been better. Hopefully that continues again here Friday night.
Coach, this district, at least looking at non-district, seems to be wide open heading into the district season.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think Emmitsburg, they probably have the nod right now, but I think everybody else is probably even keel, and it's going to be anybody's ball game every Friday night.
Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time. Best of luck coming up Friday night, and I know the guys will be looking forward to chatting with you after the game for the Scoreboard Show.
Sounds great, Jeff. Thanks for your time.
You bet. Head coach Brian Case again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. They're on the road again at South Hamilton.